هيا على الفلاح
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فقد قال الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise you and myself first and foremost to have the taqwa and the consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal. For indeed, by the fear of Allah, we attain all prosperity and happiness. And by leaving the taqwa of Allah, then we are left to the trappings of the shaitan and the nafs. Today, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you about one of the most important pillars of this religion. One of the most important things that Allah has commanded upon His servants, and though in order that they fulfill the duty that is upon them, the right of the poor upon them. This is one of the pillars of Islam that purifies the nafs from greed, and it purifies society from envy and jealousy, and it shows our gratitude and our love for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This pillar of Islam is the zakah. The zakah that Allah has made obligatory upon all believers, upon all Muslims. It is a pillar of Islam for men and for women upon the wealth that Allah has given them. And this pillar, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it purifies society from the evil of the nafs, the shuh of the nafs, the desire and the greed that is natural in every human being. Allah has enjoined this upon us in order that we raise up to the level of ubudiyyah to Allah. In order that we do not submit to the trappings of the nafs, the greed of the nafs, but in order that we fulfill the ubudiyyah of Allah by curing ourselves from the greed for wealth. Allah says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Let not those who think that if they are stingy with what Allah has given them, that it is better for them. بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ. No, it is worse for them. It will bring harm to them. It will not benefit for them. سَيُطَوِّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those who withheld greedily the wealth that Allah has given them, withheld it from the right of the poor, the right of those in need, those who greedily and covetously hold on to that wealth, it will choke them on the Day of Judgment. So يُطَوِّقُونَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Who of us can withstand such a terrible punishment? It will be tied to their necks like a collar, an iron collar, crushing them on the Day of Judgment. This is a powerful warning from Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah says, الذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم. Those who hold back the gold and the silver that is due for the poor, what will happen to them? Give them the news. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمٍ. Those people that withheld the wealth, the gold and the silver that was due for those who need it to help others in society who are in need, that gold and silver will be heated in the fire of hell. It will be heated up, and then what will happen to it? يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهَهُمْ وَجُنُوبَهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ. Their foreheads will be branded with this gold and silver, and their sides and their backs. They cannot escape from this punishment. Their whole body will be punished because their whole body enjoyed that wealth. So now the response for those who ate the wealth greedily, the whole body will be punished. وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. This is what you saved. This is what you thought would benefit you. This is what the result of these actions are. فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. Then taste the result of what you used to withhold. The wealth upon which the zakat is not paid, this will be brought to them as a terrible punishment. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, the punishment of the fire, as you know, the fire is not like the fire of this dunya, but it is much hotter, much greater than the fire of this dunya. And it will be heated and branded, but when the heat cools, that will not be the end of the punishment, but it will be heated again and again, so that the punishment will last and it will be inflicted upon them. Who of us can bear the punishment of a fire that is 99 times hotter than the fire of the dunya? Which of us can bear that? I ask Allah to save us from the fire. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself about the destroyer of all pleasures, the destroyer that the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to remember. He said, فَذْكُرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ حَادِمَ اللَّذَّاتِ. Remember often the destroyer of all pleasures. What is the destroyer of pleasures? The death that it will certainly come upon us. Death that none of us can escape. The richest and most powerful man on earth, or the poorest person, none of them can escape the death that is written for all of us. So this is the greatest reminder, the greatest wa'ad. When we reflect that we must leave this world, then all of our desire for it will go away from us. One of the ulama, one of the scholars, he said, الجوع يطرب بالرغيف اليابس فعلى ما يكثر حسراتي والوساوس. He said, hunger, the hunger in your stomach, it can be staved off with some dry pieces of bread. So why am I so worried? Why do I have so much wasawis? Why am I so worried about earning in this world? My hunger that I have can be staved off with just a few pieces of dry bread. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, zakat is due upon all of the savings of gold and silver or cash savings that one of us or any of us has in his possession. Any gold and silver or any amount of cash or wealth that we have saved, then the zakat is due upon that. The zakat is due upon our wealth and our savings that we have. And some of the ulama, they excluded the jewelry of women. But the stronger of two opinions, the opinion of Abu Hanifa and others, is that even the jewelry that a woman wears, there is zakat upon it. A woman once came to the Prophet ﷺ, and she had a young daughter with her who was wearing large gold bracelets. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, have you paid the zakah on these bracelets? And she said, no. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Would you be pleased that Allah placed bracelets of fire on your hands?" And you see the fear that she had, she immediately took them off. And she said, "They are for Allah and His Messenger. They are for Allah and His Messenger." My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, zakah is due if two conditions are fulfilled. If we have the nisab is 85 grams of gold. If somebody has more than this in his possession, and he has it with him for one complete hijri year, then the zakah becomes due. 85 grams of gold, about $2,700. Less than that, if a person has less than that, then there's no zakah due on his wealth. If a person has that wealth for 11 lunar months, but then he spends the wealth and he doesn't have it, and it becomes less than the nisab, there's no zakah due on his wealth. Also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we have given another a loan, and this wealth is due to us from somebody else, and we can return that loan at any time, then the zakah is due upon this wealth. We have to pay it. Either when we receive the wealth, when they pay it back, we have to pay for those years, or we can pay it during the time when the loan is given out. But the exception to this case is for a person who gave a loan and he doesn't think he'll get it back. In that case, there's no zakah until he receives it. Then he pays for 1 year. He pays the zakah of 1 year. And let us also talk about the amount of zakah that is due on businesses. Many of the brothers, mashallah, Allah has given them businesses. And the trade goods that we have, a person who sells cars and he has cars in his possession, he has to pay zakah if 1 year has passed on those trade goods in his possession. This is the right of Allah on your wealth, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. Also, if a person has some wealth, some savings, and then he buys something else with it, some other trade goods with it. Say 11 months went by, and he had savings, and then he bought some gold, or he bought some trade goods. Does that mean that the period starts over? No. It is due in 12 months, even if we change the type of wealth that we have. These are important things for us to know. This is fard ayn. This is obligatory upon every Muslim to know. The third pillar of Islam, which Allah has always joined with salah in the Quran, wa aqimu salah wa atu zakah. One of the most important pillars of Islam, yet many of us, we are not familiar with the rulings of the zakah. And also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the salaries that we earn and the rent that we receive from properties, the zakah is due not on the salary itself, but if we keep it for a year, we have that salary or that rent for 1 year, then the scholars, the ulama, they state, then we must pay zakah on that wealth. We must give the right of the poor on that wealth from whatever we have saved for an entire year. But excluded from the zakah is your home and your car. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that anything that a man uses to earn his living from a horse or even a slave as they had in those days, he said there's no zakah on those things. So on your home and on your car, there is no zakah due on that. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the most important conditions for Allah accepting our zakah is that we give it to those who it is due. We give it to those who have a right in it. And these categories are mentioned in the Quran in Surah Tawbah. The poor, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا. In the end of the ayah, the zakah must be given to those who deserve it, those who are poor and in need of it, or those whose hearts we seek to reconcile with the religion of Islam, or those who are in debt to help them out of their debt. These are categories that the zakah may be given to, and one must give them and search his best to find those who are rightfully owed the zakah. But say a person gives the zakah to a person who he thought was rich, that he thought was poor, but it turned out he was rich. Does he have to give the zakah again? He does not. From the mercy of Allah, he sought to put the wealth in its due place, and what happened afterwards is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, one last thing to remind you and myself of is that we can give our zakah to our relatives, provided we do not have to spend on them. We can give zakah to our uncles or our cousins, but we cannot give the zakah to our ascendants, our parents, our grandparents, because we have to support them. And we cannot give the zakah to our children, because we have to support them, our children. And a man cannot give his zakah to his wife, because he has to support her. But a woman can give zakah to her husband. And this is a great reward, double reward, for joining the ties of kinship and fulfilling the rights that Allah has commanded upon her. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to fulfill the zakah, the right of zakah upon us. And also it is important, one last thing I forgot to mention, is that zakah can be used to help the youth to get married. And many of the ulama that I've heard from, they emphasize the importance of helping our youth to get married. Because they live in this society where all of the shahawat are open to them. So we should open the doors of halal for them. So the zakah can be used to help a young man or a young woman form a halal family. And this is one of the things that we should strive to do as a community. I ask Allah to grant us more of His blessings and to help us to become nearer to Him and raise us to higher levels through ubudiyyah to Him. Indeed, He is the most gracious, the most merciful. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfir Allah. فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, let us give thanks to Allah's bounties upon us, for the children and the wealth that He has given us, for the abundance of crops and harvest. We do not even think, we go to a store and we find all of the bounties available for us. We do not reflect about how much effort it is taken to come to us. Who is it that has caused those fruits to grow? Who is it that sends the rain that allows us to enjoy Allah's abundant fruit? This is something we should always reflect upon and give gratitude to Allah. And true shukr to Allah is by using His bounties in a way that is pleasing to Him, by spending of what He has given us in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who expands our provision. It is not us. It is Allah who expands the provision. Listen to this beautiful verse. Allah the Almighty says, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ Allah is the one who expands. He grants the rizq to whom He pleases. And He restricts it upon whom He pleases. How many wealthy people, they lost their wealth, or an accident happened to them, and all of that wealth was gone from them. How many rich and powerful people were taken by death, and all of their wealth could not bring them back, even for a moment, in this world. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, our zakah and our sadaqah that we give is not lost. It is not gone, it is not lost from us, but it will come back to us. In fact, it is permanent and it is saved. It is the true wealth that one has. Our good deeds are the true wealth that we possess. Everything else is temporary, is perishing. Allah says, وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا And give to Allah a goodly loan. Look at Allah's generosity. He calls it a loan, yet the wealth is His. Al-malu lillah, the wealth is Allah's, but out of His generosity, He says, give to Allah a goodly loan. وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله. Whatever you give for Allah's sake, you will find it with Him. This is a promise from Allah, the Lord of the universe, not a promise from some other person who says, I will give you the wealth. This is the Lord of the universe. تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. You will find that whatever you give will be returned to you. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the wealth that we spend in the world, if it is not in the obedience of Allah, if it is by withholding covetously and by being stingy with the wealth, then this wealth is lost. It is perished. It will go on to our inheritors. It will go on to others. It will not benefit us in the long run. As you know the story of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, when she gave away a sheep for the sake of Allah, and the Prophet ﷺ, he said, what is left from that sheep? And she said, only the shoulder is left, Ya Rasulullah. And he said, no, Ya Aisha, everything is left for us except the shoulder. What we have given is saved for us. It is preserved for us. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the nafs, it is inclined towards shuh, towards miserliness. But those who transcend their miserliness, they are those who are truly successful. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. Those are the ones who are successful. Those who can transcend the shuh, this greediness of our souls. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I did not talk to you about this subject because I have any benefit from this, from sadaqah or zakah. But I remind you, in order that I fulfill my duty to convey the rulings of the zakah, in order that you also can fulfill your duty to Allah Azza wa Jal. And I was told that there are a number of families in need in this community. We ask Allah to help us to fulfill the obedience to Him. Indeed, the shaitan, he promises us poverty. He promises us when we spend poverty. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِيدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. The shaitan, he promises you that you'll be poor. But do we trust the shaitan? We seek refuge from him. وَاللَّهُ يَعِيدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَفَضْلًا وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah, He promises you forgiveness from Him and fadl of Allah, the bounties of Allah. And Allah is wasi', He is sufficient. He is sufficient for those who rely upon Him, who trust in Him, who have tawakkul on Him. And He is the most knowing. May Allah confer upon you and me the blessings of the Holy Quran. Ibadullah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك ولا يعز من عاديت ولا يذل من توليت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت لك الحمد على ما قضيت نشكرك ونتوب إليك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم جعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا به وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا به وما لم نعلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وانصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا يا قوي يا متين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا
سوى تختلفوا أسامي الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.